Mixed. Explore and celebrate your mixed race identity. Written and read by Emma Slade Edmondson. Including an audio exclusive Q&A between myself and Tori Choi. To my northern grandparents, Granny Katie and Granddad Stephen, whose passion for teaching and inspiring young people in turn encouraged me to share what I've learnt with the next generation. Dear listener, I'm Emma Slade Edmondson, and I'm so happy to be reading to you. I always find introductions a little difficult because, as I often say to other people when they ask me about myself, I wear a lot of hats. And by that, I mean I find it hard to describe exactly who I am and what I do clearly and without too many words. But I'm going to give it a try. So here goes. My name is Emma, and I'm an author. I am also a podcaster, which means I get to chat to a lot of interesting people so that others can listen to our conversations. Sometimes I'll interview people more formally, like you might see on TV or on the news, and other times we'll just have more of a casual chat. But either way, I always learn a lot from the people I talk to, especially when they have different life experiences from me. That's what I love most about making podcasts. It allows you to connect with others and to hear really rich and interesting stories about their lives. I think that listening to other people's stories is a brilliant way to learn more about the world and the different people in it. My podcast is called Mixed Up, and just like this book, it's all about the experience of being mixed race. I am mixed. I was born in Britain, and my mum and her family are white British, originally from Cornwall. But I also have Jamaican heritage, and I am also part German-Swiss. I am all of these things at once. I am mixed race. My biological father's family is from Jamaica, the north of Jamaica specifically, and they are Afro-Jamaicans. I recently also learnt that part of my ancestry is Nigerian, which makes a lot of sense because I love jollof rice so much. Honestly, I could scoff so many plates in one sitting and always have to take a little packed lunch home in a container when I visit my mum-in-law. I have a huge round afro, which I almost always wear as brushed out as big as I can get it. And I have big brown eyes and brown skin. On the other hand, my brothers are white with blonde brown hair, and my dad, who brought me up and has looked after me all my life, is white and northern. That means I am the only mixed race person in my close family. It has taken me some time to be comfortable with all of the things I am, because I used to find that being mixed race can, not always, but at some points in life, feel lonely. Sometimes it might feel like you are the only one. But talking about being mixed with lots of different people, and especially people who are also of mixed heritage, has helped me hugely. It's helped me to understand how many mixed people there are in the world and how we all have unique stories, stories that can bring us together. Heritage. The word heritage brings together lots of special things that are relevant to your family's past, stories, traditions, values, which come from your family and their culture. Your heritage can help you feel connected to your living family and also past members of your family. Understanding your heritage can make you feel proud of where you come from, and discovering more about it can be really interesting. Through my podcast, I've spoken to footballers, historians, nurses, actors and actresses, and even famous singers and chefs like Mel B and Big Zoo. We have shared stories. We've cried together when talking about things that have been difficult for us. Times when we've been misunderstood or hurt by feeling excluded by different groups. But we've also laughed together, discussing shared experiences. It's been interesting to find out about how different it is growing up mixed in other countries outside of the UK. We'll talk more about the differences we experience because of geography, location, and exactly where we all grow up later in the book. But for now, I want to finish this letter by telling you about one of the most important things I've learned through making my podcast. Mixed race people come in all different forms. Quite often on TV or in the papers and magazines, especially in the UK, we are portrayed as